I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
May I make my fond excuses for the lateness of the hour, but we accept your invitation and we'll bring you meltings full out. For the May Day is the great day, sung along the Oxford rank, and those who ancient lines did lay will heed the song that calls them back. Pass the word. Green man, where he comes from, ask the cup that fills with red. Ask me, hold gray standing stones and show the sun his way to bed. Question all left to their ways and learn the secrets that they hold. Oh, walk the lines of nature's palm, cross with silver and with gold. Ask the cup. December shatters a lie in August. Welcome, join. Stir the cup that's ever filling the will of the blood of all that's born. But the May Day is the great day, sung along the old strange rank. And those who ancient lines did lay will leave the song that calls them back. Ask the word.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods, freeform music programming and cultural commentary, plus audio clips from who knows where on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Community Radio.
You better start mixing toothpaste with your shampoo. You're getting a cavity in your brain.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Yeah. Into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Can only come about when the female partner is willing to confess her total inferiority.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Without a shadow of a doubt, the children are, by adult standards, insane.
We'll be right back. When it comes to growing a healthy forest, there's no better prescription than a forest stewardship plan. And now, the Natural Resources Conservation Service's Environmental Quality Incentives Program can help you implement that plan. Check with your local NRCS or Department of Natural Resources office to find out how. Because when it comes to healthy forests, EQIP could be just what the doctor ordered. This message brought to you by USDA, Washington DNR, and this radio station.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even occasionally educational radio. Our theme this week is another in my Sounds of the 70s subseries. We're featuring Jethro Tull's 1977 album, Songs from the Wood, and the 70s big hits of the band Heart. We started off that way long set with Queen and a song with quite a rockin' guitar riff. Tie Your Mother Down was inspired by Rory Gallagher, who had a Stratocaster that Rory sweat a lot, and it just, like, completely took off the sunburst finish. And it's, it's a pretty, pretty cool artifact. And then we heard Chic, Nile Rodgers, Le Freak. Love that clean Strat guitar sound that he gets with his guitar called the Hitmaker, and that's what it's been. It's sold billions of records. And then we heard a little bit from Dan Aykroyd from Saturday Night Live talking about the Coneheads. And then it was Rush, a deep cut from their Hemispheres album, Circumstances. And a little bit from Richard Nixon describing how he was going to resign the next day. Jethro Tull followed with Cup of Wonder from, of course, Songs from the Wood. Then it was a little bit from Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker, All in the Family. And then it was the Ramones, We're a Happy Family. A little bit from Jimmy Carter there. And then Heart with Crazy on You, followed by Jethro Tull and Hunting Girl, and then Bruce Lee, Be Water, My Friend. Oh, yeah. The Electric Light Orchestra is then next with Turn to Stone, and another little bit from All in the Family, this time with Rob Reiner. Heart, once again, with Magic Man, and I love those Moog synthesizers, the glissando and the guitar solos in that song is just quintessential 70s hard synthesizer rock and guitar solos. Yeah. And then going out to DJ Chris Major and my fellow Devo aficionado, Mongoloid, and little bit from James Earl Jones and Star Wars. And we concluded the music in that set from Led Zeppelin's perfect 1975 double album Physical Graffiti. That was the Rover with a guitar phaser effect going on in there. And then we concluded with a vintage public service message. Meanwhile, right now, Brian Eno is backing me up with Here Come the Warm Jets from his 1973 album of that name. We got one last set for you, and we're going to be hearing from both our featured artists. the Steve Miller Band and the Sex Pistols with a song I needed to get my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out some bad words in there. But first, yes, first let's start off with another really rocking song from the Sisters Wilson. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio!
Easily laid, yeah. Shoot He's a DJ. You know how those people live.
Farming stories that would curl your hair.
Yeah. We'll be right back to the music after these important words about death.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. This evening, I've been bringing you another episode in my Sounds of the 70s Tears of the Gods subseries. And we've been featuring songs from Jethro Tull's 1977 album Songs from the Wood and the 1970s hits of Heart. We began that last set with Heart's Even It Up, and then Jethro Tull's The Whistler, followed by the Steve Miller Band Going to Their Country, which I found on their compilation, The Best of 1968 to 1973. And then we concluded with the Sex Pistols' Bodies from their album Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. And spread throughout this episode, we've had lots of audio clips from the 1970s television sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. Backing me up right now is Herbie Hancock with Hang Up Your Hang-Ups. We got just a couple more minutes here, and I wanted to mention, if you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, as I mentioned, I've been planting lots of seeds. This week, it was two kinds of beets, two kinds of carrots, some collard greens, and some kohlrabi. And I've been eating lots of radishes, which are going to seed. So I'm boiling them along with my onions from my backyard. And some other vegetables, zucchini. I bought some celery. I'm growing celery, but it's not really big yet. So I bought some at the grocery store, and that worked pretty well, boiling it with those radish leaves and flowers and the onions. In any case, yeah, why not grow your own? Thanks so much for listening, and I am very happy. Alex is coming up with Hyper Reality, so stay tuned for him imminently here on WMFO in Medford.